Hello, welcome to an episode of Highlighters and All-Nighters. I'm your host, Ms. Huber. Today, we are reviewing the answers for the myth of Arachne. Number one asks, why is Arachne famous? So she's known by her neighbors for being a good weaver at the start of the story, but she doesn't really become famous until she invents, or her father really, invents this Tyrian purple, this shade of red or purple or whatever you want to call it that is so brilliant and beautiful. So number one should really be the Tyrian purple dye. Number two, before Athena visited Arachne, I would say they have a supportive relationship because Athena is the one who had taught Arachne how to weave or knit or loom or whatever and gave her the shellfish. And Arachne is a little bit oblivious. This question is a little open-ended. Number three, Arachne has at least three main character flaws. Name two of them. So I think pride is one. Number two is she's a little bit selfish about sharing credit. So she doesn't give her father credit for making this Tyrian purple because without him, she wouldn't have it. And then she ignores warnings when they're given. So any two of those I would have accepted. Two examples of metamorphosis are Athena changing into an old woman and then Arachne turning into a spider. So this myth seeks to explain Tyrian purple and the existence of spiders. Yay, world, for now having spiders. Thank you, Athena. Thank you, Arachne. Number seven, is this an appropriate punishment? As long as you say yes or no and you explain your reasoning, you got full points. And number eight, how would you have punished Arachne? That's another kind of open-ended question. So as long as you came up with an alternate punishment, you should have gotten full points. I hope this helps. And this is in another episode of Highlighters and All-Nighters with Ms. Huber, signing off.